The gray fox is a unique little creature. It is the only canine in North America that can climb trees. And while populations are healthy in much of the country, gray fox numbers have plummeted in several Midwestern states in the last three decades. From Harvest Public Media, Rachel Kramer reports that researchers are trying to figure out why.
Along a wooded ravine, Dave Hoffman pulls an antenna and radio receiver out of the back of his truck. Hoffman is a technician with the Iowa Department of Natural Resources, and at first, he just hears static, but then...
You can just hear the signal beep. That's their gray fox dialed into a frequency.
Hoffman and other DNR staff put a tracking collar on a 10-pound male gray fox, known for short as GF1, last November. The equipment Hoffman's using today helps him get within range of the collared fox so he can download several weeks' worth of data.
So this will kind of tell us about his den sites and particularly the habitat that he's using here.
Gray foxes are small, about the size of an average house cat. Their rotating forearms and hooked claws help them scoot up trees to escape predators and to hunt. And they're nocturnal, somewhat secretive animals that prefer to avoid people. Still, in Iowa, state biologist Vince Effelsizer says there's been a noticeable decline in gray foxes over the last two decades.
And it's to the point now where it's pretty big concern because the population is so low that we're at risk of even losing the species of wildlife out there.
Biologists from Illinois, Indiana, and Ohio also have noticed a similar decline. Now, agencies in all four states are conducting gray fox studies and planning to share their findings. From there, they can figure out what may help gray foxes rebound. Indiana's Department of Natural Resources is the furthest along with a four-year study that wraps up this summer. Jerrianne Albers is the project leader. She says they saw worrying trends with gray foxes.
We are hearing some concern from the public, especially from like licensed trappers, that they weren't seeing them anymore where they used to. And that kind of spurred us to start looking into it and then put some funding toward this big research project to try to understand what was going on.
Indiana partnered with Wildlife Ecology Institute, a nonprofit based in Montana, to radio collar gray foxes and collect tracking data. Technicians also collected blood and tissue samples for disease testing and genetic analysis. Don Redding, an associate professor of biology at Luther College in Iowa, is leading the lab work. While there's still a lot of data to go through, Redding says the highly contagious canine distemper virus is a big concern.
Canine distemper virus seems to be a major source of mortality for gray foxes in our study area. And, you know, this is important. They're not the only species that can get canine distemper virus.
Coyotes, raccoons, skunks, and domestic dogs and cats can all spread distemper, although it's not clear exactly how the disease is reaching gray foxes. Loss of woodlands to development and agriculture and competition with other wildlife may also play a role in the gray fox decline. Coyotes are known to be a threat to gray foxes, but a recent study from North Carolina suggests the two can coexist if there are enough trees for gray foxes to climb. Lead author Ariel Parsons says those findings could extend to the Midwest.
Because we're all seeing indications that coyotes are playing a role, but clearly habitat is also an important factor, and likely there's an interaction between the two.
Researchers in the Midwest are looking at habitat loss as a possible factor. Parsons says she's excited to see more research into the gray fox.
They've been a background species, but now we are seeing, boy, you know, this species that has previously been fairly common and that we've ignored is starting to decline, and that's a red flag.
Parsons says the decline indicates that we may be missing something that's affecting other wildlife, not just gray foxes. For Here and Now, I'm Rachel Kramer.